CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 4th of September 2022. Here are the news headlines. Syllabus 1.5 checks finished. Tonight at 8, Reed starts for a new season. Regional hub for makers to meet. The Examinations and Syllabus Review Group has just completed an editing and checking exercise for all the version 1.5 syllabus content on the RSGB website. The single-tier and three-tier versions should have exactly the same content, and by majority request, Oxford commas have been removed. The old syllabuses can be found on the RSGB website, while the new syllabus can be found at rsgb.org/syllabus2019. The group has also been working on the sample examination papers and sample questions on the RSGB website in order to bring them in line with version 1.5. As the majority of candidates will now be taking examinations online as opposed to paper-based exams, the front sheets of the sample papers have been adapted to reflect this transition. The sample questions are now shown using an Excel spreadsheet rather than being a PDF. The updated sample examination papers can be found on the RSGB site. The first Tonight at 8 talk of the new season will be on Monday the 5th of September. Mike Richards, G4WNC, will talk about back to the keyboard. He says that we now have filled our logbooks with FT8 contacts. Perhaps it's time to move on and start communicating again. In an illustrated talk, he'll introduce you to the best data nodes modes for keyboard QSOs with a special focus on VAR-AC. In addition to explaining their operation, Mike will run through some operating techniques to take the strain out of keyboard QSOs. It'll be streamed live on the RSGB's YouTube channel and via the BATC, allowing you to watch the presentation and ask questions online. To watch the Tonight at 8 talk, go to youtube.be/scxngite, better to use a search engine, I think. A regional hub for makers and home brewers of radio-related projects is proposed by Eric, M0REQ, and Graham, G4NMD. The idea is that a club that cooperates with knowledge, experience and test gear to support those who are already building or wishing to build radio-related projects. The inaugural meeting is set for Wednesday the 7th of September at 7:30 p.m. at Grafham Rooms, Grafham, Surrey, GU50LJ. More details by email to hamradiobuilders@gmail.com. The CQ contest policy has been updated. It'll be effective with the upcoming CQWWRTTYDX contest on the 24th and 25th of September, and all CQ contests going forward. CQ will resume accepting Russian or Belarusian log entries as regular logs and publish their scores. However, plaques will not be awarded to otherwise eligible Russian or Belarusian stations, but to the top scoring non-Russian or non-Belarusian entry in that category. Online certificates will not be awarded to any Russian or Belarusian entry, either as a participant award or based on ranking. You can read more about the policy at cq-amateur-radio.com. Churches and chapels on the air will take place next Saturday the 10th of September between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Stations will be operating mainly on the 20, 40 and 80 metre bands, usually SSB. If you'd like to register your special event station, please email John, G3XYF, at jhwrestell@gmail.com. The latest list of stations taking part is to be found at wackrel.org. SN0ZG will be on the air until 23:59 UTC on the 15th of September, using 3.5 megs, 7 megs, and 144 megs bands with a variety of modes. An awards certificate will be issued in electronic PDF form, making at least two QSOs on any band in any mode on different days. All QSOs will be uploaded to qrz.com log once a week. Now for details of rallying events, please send your rallying events in as soon as possible to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We publicise your events in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Today, the 4th of September, the Telford Hamfest takes place at the Harper Adams University, TF108NB. The three excellent speakers will give presentations in a reserved room. For other details, see the website telfordhamfest.org.uk. Also today, the 4th, the Andover Radio Club Spring Boot Sale will be held at Wildhern Village Hall, SB110JE. It'll be open for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10. More at arac.org.uk. Next Sunday, the 11th, Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally will take place at Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR35DJ. Entrance is via the carport park on Beach Road and is free for the public. Doors open 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also next Sunday, the 11th, the Ripon Radio Rally will be held at Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, HG42PT. Doors open for traders 7 a.m. to the public 10 p.m. Admission £3. Bring and buyers upstairs, please take note. The cost of bring and buyers £1 per item to local charity sold or not. Please note the Angel of the North Rally, due to be held on the 17th of September, is cancelled. Now the special event news. The final day of the three-day GB1SAK operation takes place today, the 4th, from the International Kite Festival at Lytham St Anne's, using SSB and CW, mostly on 40 and 20 metre bands. The station will use a variety of wire antennas supported by kites. Further details on qrz.com. A special event station to draw attention to Dementia Awareness Weekend, GB2DAM, will be on the air next weekend, the 10th and 11th of September. It'll be operated by Windmill Amateur Radio DX Group from near Ramsbury in Wiltshire. Talking available on GB3TD. DX News, Jeff K5WE will be active as Zulu Lima 7 stroke call sign from Chatham Island, OC038. Between the 9th and 21st of September, he'll operate CW, SSB and Digi modes on the 10 to 160 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World or via his home call. Tina, HB0 stroke DL5YL and Fred, HB0 stroke DL5YM, will be active from Liechtenstein between the 7th and 27th of September. They'll operate CW, some RTI and some SSB on the 6 to 160 metre bands, QSL home call, direct or via the Bureau. They don't use Logbook of the World. René, DL2JRM, will be active as Z68XX from Kosovo between the 9th and the 12th of September, including an entry in the WAEDX SSB contest. QSL via DL2JRM, direct or via the Bureau. Contest news, RSGBHF SSB Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1300 UTC today, the 4th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number, the IARU Region 1 Field Day runs for the same 24-hour period as the RSGBHF Field Day. Using SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number, the 144 Trophy contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 4th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC today, the 4th. It's SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's signal report and your age, but ladies can opt for 00, inexplicably. Today, the 4th of September, the 5th, 144 MHz backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 144 MHz QRO contest takes place today, 4th of September, 1000 to 1400 UTC, exchanges report, serial number and web square. For the full rules, please see the web website. Entries to the contest manager, please, by the 14th of September. On Monday, the Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using 3.5 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. To use this is the 144 megs FM activity contest 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC exchanges the same signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, the exchanges your report and 4 character locator. The UK EI Contest Club 80-metre contest takes place on Wednesdays from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB only, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC on Thursday. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the WAE DX SSB contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 10th using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. EU stations should only work non-EU stations. The exchange is signal report and serial number. On Sunday, the 11th of September, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Many amateurs thought Christmas had arrived early when a solar flux index of 252 was posted on the 28th of August. This would have been representative of a very good solar maximum. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be, as the previous day's SFI had been 128 and the following day it was 131. Solarham.com reported that the figure had been contaminated by solar flaring just before the measurement was taken, and lack of excellent DX reports on the higher band seems to support this. Sorry if you got your hopes up, but meanwhile it's back to sunspot normality, at least for a few years yet. If we exclude the anomaly, the solar flux varied from a low of 113 on the 31st to a high of 131 on the 29th. Region 3089 has probably contributed to most of this, but will be rotating out of view this weekend. It does look as though there were some active regions lurking just over the sun's eastern limb, which could push the SFI up over the next week. There were multiple R1, R2 radio blackouts on Monday the 29th, due to M-class solar flares. Unfortunately, a large coronal hole on the sun's equator will become Earth-facing on Friday, which could result in the KP index rising as the plasma hits the Earth, perhaps late on Sunday. This could bring a short-lived ionospheric enhancement, followed by a decline in the MUF as any geomagnetic storm progresses. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 108 to 124, so expect similar conditions to last. This may be better later in the week, once the geomagnetic conditions settle. As we head into autumn, we can expect a general improvement in HF conditions, and hopefully the return of transatlantic DX on the higher bands. Now for VHF and up this week, the weather this week could become very unsettled. Most models agree on the overall trend towards wetter weather, but the details are going to prove difficult except on a day-to-day basis. The reason is that the mechanism of change brings a large slow-moving low over the country at the weekend, where it remains for much of the week. For many areas, particularly the east, the rain will be in the form of showers, some thundery and heavy, and localised rather than widespread. For propagation, this means that rain scatter is a good mode to look for on the gigahertz band, and the various online radars will tell you where the big storms are and their movement. It does suggest that VHF, UHF, Tropo will not be a big player, which represents challenges for those on 144 megs contest this weekend and the UKAC next week. It is possible that we may find a return to high pressure and perhaps some tropo from the northwest during the following weekend. The sporadic season has all but faded away, but keep a watch on 50 megs, especially as we approach the UK activity contest on Thursday evening, since E's have been known to crop up in the first week of September. Despite there being no big meteor showers in September, random meteor rates are at their maximum, providing relatively good propagation, especially around dawn. But having said that, the Oregids shower reached its peak last week, and the Epsilon Perseids peak this coming Friday night. This shower has a history of surprising outbursts. The moon is at minimum declination today at perigee on Wednesday, so expect lowest path losses but short moon windows. 144 meg sky noise is high until Tuesday, but low after that. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.